The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed, it's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, welcome to my brother, me and advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I am your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Justin's got the goggles out, got the binoculars.
This is my new thing. I feel like Tom has been posting more videos on our TikTok channel.
Yeah.
And YouTube. We got a Richard Sink up there on YouTube.
Yeah. But that doesn't, no one does that anymore.
I'm going to check in on that. But Tom's been doing more TikTok, so I feel like I should be. It's McElroy family. If you follow us on TikTok, you might win a big prize. And the prize is entertainment.
Yeah. To be fair, throwing that might in there is a big might, because doing anything, you might win a big
prize.
That's
good. You might win a $100 Dave & Buster's gift card.
Maybe that day for an unrelated reason.
Yeah, not from us, just like all things are connected kind of way.
I'm trying to incorporate more visual elements. And this one I came up with is like, I'm looking at all our friends that have joined us. More something for kids,
okay.
I guess.
Hey.
Here's what I'm saying. There could be visual elements for kids and audio elements for adults. So if the kids are watching on YouTube, they like it better.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So they'll want to watch it more.
Yeah, I will say that a majority of our audience still does live in the audio space. And right. So when we do these things, they won't get that, and they'll hate that, and they'll either tell us they hate that, which hurts my feelings, or they'll stop listening and supporting us fungibly, and that hurts. What? Okay, Justin has found
Justin's adding some marbles? Is that what that is?
Is that a little marble?
I have these clips in a bag. The audio elements are for adults, okay?
Then the kids
watch it on mute, so it's got to be stimulating for kids.
Okay.
Then, if I may, what we need is a visual, like, maybe mascot character, somebody who pops up that we do not reference.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's just, like, in, like, the corner of videos, right? A little fun. Now Justin's talking to his guitar clip.
It's his capo, yeah. But, Travis, you don't mention it. That's the thing. That's the challenge, Trav, is that we do the... Can we maybe...
This is Mayor Capo.
That's Mayor Capo.
He's the mayor of Musicburg.
You fucking go.
He's the mayor of Musicburg. He's a... Kids love the capo character, Mayor Capo.
Yeah.
I think he's upside down for the way I think he should be shaped as a character.
Here's the...
Okay, you're not wrong, but I can't squeeze
it.
I mean, that's wild.
That's hard. Maybe we flip it, because adults, the left side of their brain is the visual cortex, and they like that. But kids like to have an imagination. So maybe we should do the audio for kids, and the... grown-ups get the video, so it can be like, hey, where did the cow go on Friday night? To the movies.
That's pretty good.
With my hands, I'm doing a pork in it gesture.
That's pretty good.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you call a fish with no eyes? A fish. And then I'm still doing the pork in it gesture.
Well, here's the problem with these visual elements.
What's wrong, Trav?
They're very distracting for me.
Yeah.
Because I can't stop looking at what Justin's doing and trying to figure out exactly what he's going for.
He's a real sourpuss.
I've got a terminal case of the grumpies.
Yeah.
Oh, a terminal case? Oh, no!
He's dying.
Oh, no!
kids know that that means they have exactly 15 minutes to save me before I die.
Yeah.
Of them. And so they have to send money in.
They have to send money and buy our merch.
If enough of them join the Max Fun Network, then.
Buy our merch at Walmart and Target and get our new meal delivery. We have our own pop-up kitchen. It's called Mackle Snacks. And that's used on, you can get that on all of your favorite apps, kids. And the Mackle Snacks aren't very good. And they are, it's like $15 for like
if
a turkey
Crypto
sandwich.
Grill can open their own ghost kitchen, why yeah. can't we? Yeah, why aren't we allowed
fair. I have noticed that we don't do enough. BB likes the videos where it's like, we're this family's like promoting themselves to earn money and shilling yeah. to YouTube, and we're gonna all sleep.
Don't you hate when families promote themselves to
I
earn
know,
money?
Right? Isn't I it the worst? That. We're gonna sleep in a bouncy castle inside the house tonight. And then BB will turn and be like, can we sleep in a bouncy castle? And I have to try to explain to her, like, that's not a real thing that people do. That's the yeah. thing they're doing for this fun YouTube. This is not an option normally. Yeah. Converting our living room into a ball pit is not a thing. It's not a thing. That's not a thing people
Charlie
do.
Charlie asked me if we could do an eat only orange food challenge. And I said, kid, you're already doing daily food challenges. It's called the eat only bread challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then cry if you don't.
I do the try to get my kid to eat a good variety challenge every day. So far, the hit rate is low.
Hey, this is an advice show. We're giving you freebies right now. No one even asked for our pairing advice, but we're just dumping it right on your lap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No one
should ask for our parenting advice, by the way. I mean, I'm not saying we're bad parents. But on my kid, there's no way that it's a normal like thing that I'm going through. Just she sometimes turns into a gargoyle at night. It's not important. Don't worry about it, guys. You guys remember that show, Gargoyles?
That got too real.
My girlfriend recently proposed to me by setting up a beach picnic. Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
A bold move, a beach picnic, because with too much wind, that's all ruined.
Yeah, too much crabs.
One of my favorite foods. Including a butternut squash pasta dish.
Ooh.
Since she did not have access to the recipe I usually use, she ended up improvising.
Oh boy.
And researching an entirely different recipe. The problem is I actively dislike this recipe.
Oh, man.
Obviously, I wasn't going to say anything because I don't want to hurt her feelings or ruin the thought she put into our proposal. But now she wants to include the pasta dish in our daily rotation of recipes. And I don't know how to sidestep it without admitting I never liked the engagement pasta.
Oh, boy.
Engagement pasta sounds like something a social media ninja would be
yeah,
pushing
for sure.
on people.
Bro, the engagement pasta on this tweet, it's pretty low. Need more JPEGs.
Hey, Olive Garden, it's me, Doug, your social media manager. I have a suggestion for you. It's called engagement pasta.
You're going to fucking
really
hate
it. Really
brings
them in.
Brothers, what do I do? Do I admit I don't like our engagement pasta and risk putting a cloud over what was a very thoughtful and amazing proposal, or do I resign myself to eating mediocre imposter pasta.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life. That's from Pasta Prisoner in South Carolina.
What do you think of this move? The next time they make it, say, huh, did you do something different this time? It doesn't taste the same. And then try to do like the, maybe it was like just so full of love and you didn't put any love in this one.
Why didn't you put it in? Yeah, that runs a pretty serious risk, Travis, of making it sound like you are ready for this engagement to be terminated. Just like, this very important pasta, this VIP, something's missing. Something is missing, Patricia, from it.
Maybe that's it. This very important pasta, I just feel like we should save it for special occasions. This is like
for
a special.
This
is a special pasta. We can't just have this pasta every day. This is our engagement pasta.
There's ritual. There's ceremony. There's
did you say sacrifice?
There's sacrifice.
No, I was going to say sacrifice, but that's not what I meant. There is sacrifice. That butternut was doing just fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think it's cool to do beach pasta. And nobody talks about this. But when you go on the beach, everybody's like, I brought goldfish crackers. I brought ham.
I brought no pasta.
I didn't bring pasta. But every time I'm on the beach and I'm eating Fritos and I'm eating Uncrustables, uh-huh. I'm sitting there thinking like some gnocchi would go down pretty smooth right now, but nobody's brave enough to.
I wish I had a nice hot pasta. A nice, because here's the thing. I'm sure that some people right there are like already jumping to Mastodon to Mastodon us.
Yeah.
Some figured it out. To
in
say
their private,
like,
in their little weird holes.
To say, like, what about pasta salad? It's like, no. We're talking about a nice steaming bowl of hot butternut squash pasta.
Hot butternut squash pasta.
I've been married for 17 years now, ish.
What's your secret? That's so long.
I'm about to reveal it, actually. Be old. That's one.
Okay.
That's a number good start. Two is I can say with confidence you do not need to address this because, my friend, it's going to come out. You're going to take a they're going to ask you how much you love it. And there's going to be a nanosecond of hesitation.
Yeah.
Just a single moment. And the person who knows you better than anything in the world is going to say, you don't like it. You don't like the dish. And then you can address it. Yeah. You don't have to intentionally take it on. The other thing I tell you is the idea that we get to choose our food is a relatively new concept in the process of humans.
Yes. Here he goes again.
And you should probably just eat it.
Yeah.
You should probably just eat it. A little salt, a little pepper, a little tahini from this
guy. Can you shush it up?
On your butternut squash tahini on your butternut.
I said a little. I mean, don't go wild.
Maybe a little like a ginger-based hot sauce in there.
Yeah, maybe crumble up some fucking Takis and like throw that in there and then maybe put in some fucking maple syrup like you're the elf from Elf.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. This will like address the issue. Yeah. If your partner sees you go to get the ingredients that aren't in this one.
Yeah, like
and
tahini.
Have it just like, hey, can we have some tableside cumin? Some like salt and pepper and some tableside cumin with fresh parsley that's like chopped up. Like, can we have some of that just like tableside?
And maybe and some like pizza on the side.
The original like recipe. The original recipe is uncompromised. The love recipe is still there. But the tahini represents our growth since the engagement. Mm-hmm. It represents the curveballs that life throws at us sometimes.
Sometimes it represents that recliner we bought together. You know what I mean? Like
you make it. Just make it.
You make it.
The butter. You make it.
You make it.
You make
hey,
yours.
Hot shot. Hey, hot shit. You think you're the best at making butternut squash? Why don't you fuck? Let's see what you've got. And yeah, send it to the three of us. We'll eat it live on air.
Oh,
we'll
give us an A and B Pepsi versus Coke taste challenge. We'll do a blind taste test of both of them. We'll tell you which one loves the other one more.
If you make it and your partner is not like, this is outrageous.
Yeah.
This is so much better than what I normally do. Then, listen. They like theirs more.
Yeah. Oh, maybe you each make your own personal pan butternut squash beach pasta.
And then you put it before a panel of judges, including Ina Garten.
Yeah.
Bobby Flay.
Yes.
And for no reason, Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
And the three of them.
Millie Bobby Flay is our new show on the Food Network. We ran out of ideas. It's Millie Vanilli Bobby Flay. Come on. Let's go. We have no ideas left. The wizard would like to share it.
You're done talking about butternut squash pasta. I have a hard time believing that.
I'm hungry.
I am hungry. It's making me really hungry, actually. I would like to move
on. I don't even like butternut squash pasta, but it's one of those things where when you talk about it enough, it's like, do I like
squash, it? Squash is deceptive like that, especially butternut squash.
Yeah.
You hear that. You say that enough times, you're like,
sweet, creamy treat.
And you try to eat it. No, the only squash that lives up to it is delicata. Everything else is a pretender.
Everything else sucks shit. This is how to
become. I mean everything.
How to become a fool? How to become a fool? This one's got a lot of good wisdom in it. It is also posted in fun activities, pranks, practical jokes. So it's like
that's a big scope. WikiHow. It's fun activities is most thin.
It's
like
an umbrella, just an umbrella.
But that could be like taking a nap or bowling.
Damn, I'm looking at the fun activities list now. And there's some stuff in here I've never even thought about before. Like how to have computer fun, content, games, writing, and more. Or how to pop a balloon.
Huh.
There's how to tie up a balloon, and then how to pop a balloon, and then how to perform grindcore vocals.
Okay. How to release a balloon back into the wild.
Yeah. Damn, I almost kind of want to read some of these. How to entertain yourself without objects. Holy shit.
Oh, in like a completely empty void.
Yeah.
How to entertain yourself.
There is no there's no, I'm in a room free of mass and space. It's just time and thought in here. I'm in my mind prison, and I'm going to entertain myself now. How to become a fool? Make assumptions. It's said that assuming makes an ass out of you and me. Well, nothing has changed. It does.
Can I?
Cool.
I've always wondered about that saying, by the way, because I get the, like, I made an assumption and that made an ass out of me. But how does you making an assumption make an ass out of me, too?
Yep.
Like, Griffin makes an assumption. That makes an ass out of me? In what
way?
And not only that,
it'd be cool if in Sherlock season 5, Benedict Cumberbatch was like, ah, your cell phone has a scratch on it, which means, oh, what am I doing? Fuck me, right?
You know what they say.
But the constable walks with a limp, so he couldn't have... I don't know sure, though. I don't know for... None of us know for sure, so, like...
You know, you make a deduction, you make a dead out of you and Shun.
And Shun.
I tried to get, for a while, assuming makes an ass out of you, because, like, assume makes an ass out of you and me. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's just, like, that's the spelling gag, right?
Yeah.
But when you say assuming... It means not like assuming makes there's nothing.
Yeah.
So I tried to get for a while going, assuming makes an ass out of you and Ming Tsai, celebrity chef and restaurateur.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But no one really got into it very much. But I did have a good 10 years where I tried to get assuming
10
makes
years.
An ass.
That's a long time.
Off and on. It doesn't pop up so often. And you know what? Actually, I will say now 12 years because we're here, right? Because I'm doing it now, trying to get it going again.
Well, don't read your insurance schedule and policy wording is another good way to be a fool.
Huh.
If you had an insurance claim declined by your insurance company, you will know that this is one of the more detrimental acts of foolishness one can commit.
Now, usually there's some, I would say, a little better pacing in WikiHow articles of like, we're going to start very broad and
broad
work to
and
a general
dial
point.
In. Yeah,
but to go from make assumptions, don't read your insurance policy. It's like, wait, hold on. There's no steps between those two?
But why I will say, if you don't read your insurance policy, you are making the assumption that it's all fine.
Yeah. That's true.
That's an assumption.
But that's,
I assume that people are good.
Yeah, I assume that these little words are fine.
But that's like also... insurance. Like, if I wanted to worry about every little thing and have like my fucking head on a swivel 24/7 despite my own sort of mental it's a caduceus that I've got going up, my little what's it's that I've got going up there, I wouldn't have the insurance. I would be always ready for it. I have insurance so I don't have to sweat the small stuff, baby. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Don't have a legal eye glance over your contracts. Those believing they can do this alone are somewhat foolish. You must have a sound knowledge of law.
I'd say those assuming that they don't need that, and we're already covered here.
Yeah, I was going to say, Justin, this is a great point, because I was going to say you could just say don't read contracts before you sign them. But that does fall under the bigger umbrella of making assumptions.
Don't make assumptions.
Don't.
And also, I will say that assumptions are fundamental to our survival as a species.
Yeah. Yep,
right? So what do you want from me?
Don't be a fucking dum-dum, because here's step 4. Go ahead. Breach a contract.
Now.
Whoa. Challenge. Now, why are you challenging?
This writer. Okay. The writer of this WikiHow article has not been paid in 3 months.
This
right?
Is very
I think
targeted.
That's what it, right?
Tell June that maybe sometimes you do think about looking at other people. That's one thing you could do.
Hey, here's one thing you could do. Get a job at WikiHow and then just assume that the insurance they give you is going to cover elective procedures. They don't. And you're like, well, then I quit. And they're like, well, you need to give us 6 weeks notice. And I'm like, fuck, I didn't read that contract.
If
shit.
You view this article as a do as I say, not as I do, and that this person writing this has had a personal crisis or crises.
Or it's like the joke of like, opening up a fortune cookie and saying, like, you found a fortune that says, like, help, I'm trapped in a cookie factory.
Right.
That this is someone trapped at WikiHow by an ironclad contract with bad insurance trying to call for
help.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Has anyone ever written a memoir called Here's How I Fucked Up?
I think that this is
yes,
a living
not
document.
Called that.
It's a living document that we find ourselves in now. Like, it's a show that
Spotify would pay $20 million.
Yeah.
Or
the story of Spotify.
Just to, like, follow the story of this sad person. Do we have author info here? No. Literally nothing. Okay. We'll call him Jarsh. Just to go through it again, Jarsh made an assumption and he didn't read his insurance schedule policy wording and he didn't have a legal eye glance over his contract and then he did go ahead and breach the contract.
Do you guys know what an insurance schedule is?
Yeah, definitely. The next step in Jarsh's journey.
It's when you do insurance on time.
He'll tell me later. Yeah. I assume if I need to know.
The next step in his journey, overextend yourself financially. Governments that have passed national credit acts and have imposed strict laws surrounding borrowing and lending of money are to be commended. Well done, government.
Wow.
Well done, governments. I know we all give you a hard time. We all like to think that, you know, Monday morning quarterback and all that. But, you know, the ones that have passed national credit acts and imposed strict laws surrounding borrowing and lending of money, I give them a big round of applause.
Does it ever broaden back out to, like, you know, make promises you can't keep? Or does it continue on this, like, business strategies only?
Well, it starts to unravel here a little bit. Stand surety for someone else's debt. I don't know what that means, but if that word sounds strange, it's because the next sentence is, the Bible teaches us that this is foolishness. Standing surety for someone else's debt is often an emotional decision. It's fun when the Bible gets in there and it's like, has it been Bible stuff the whole time? I didn't know the Bible had stuff about insurance in it or contracts.
Do you think that the author like turned it in and WikiHow's like, you can't call it the libertarian agenda. That's not WikiHow. That's not the structure that we use.
Yeah.
He's like, well, what about this?
Yeah.
I would also say if you're going to cite the Bible in an article of like how to be a fool, one, there's plenty of stuff in the Bible about fools and stuff and like a fool, like, but also plenty of people who have read the Bible have been a fool, my dude. That also doesn't work.
Travis, it doesn't say read the Bible. It says don't purchase real estate, timeshares, or property fractions without physically viewing the property. A saying exists, in God we trust, everything else we audit. The same should be for property or real estate prior to purchasing it. That's good.
I mean,
that's good advice. Okay. We can jokes about it, but like go to the house before you buy it with all the money.
Are there people who aren't doing that?
I mean,
are there people in the world who are like, what's that? A timeshare, you say? Sight unseen, I'll take it. You seem like a trustworthy man.
I did have to put in an offer on the house that we live in now in D.C. without going to it first.
But what if you've gone there, Griffin, and it was 1/8 scale?
If it was a little baby house.
Guys, just for like a shits and giggles, I did a quick Google search of the Bible.
Yeah.
To see mentions of fool. And man, we give the Bible a hard time sometimes. There's a lot of stuff that has been used bad, but man, there's some good stuff. Listen to this.
Give me some Bible juice.
This is Proverbs 18:2, okay?
Oh, give me some Bible.
Wait.
Break me off a piece of that Bible.
Break me off a piece of that Bible.
Let me give Tom
bar.
A marker where he should start the no context TikTok here. Right here. So I just want to take it to the word for a second. Proverbs 18:2 says, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion.
Oh, damn, Jesus from downtown.
Jesus, that's a slam
ESV.
Dunk,
it's
man.
That's good. A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth takes a beating.
Walk into a what?
A fight, and his mouth takes a beating.
That one doesn't actually do it for me as good, the Bible.
Okay.
Well, because then you get punched in the lips.
Yeah. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. This is how Joe Rogan starts every episode. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. That's Proverbs 28:26.
Well, now that's
not a one-to-one, though, is it?
No,
he who trusts in his own mind, but he who is wise.
Now, there's also kind of a comedy rule of threes thing, but for the Bible, where if you read three Bible verses on your podcast is a Bible podcast.
Yeah, what I'm going for by bringing in Proverbs 26. 3 through 12. Just listen to this.
3 through 12 is a lot, Juice. 3 through 12 is a lot of Bible, my friend.
Griffin, each one is one word.
We never read the Bible.
I know, Justin.
We never read the Bible.
No, he saved it up. We got a big load built up. Justin's got a
load of Bible.
Listen,
A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools.
Well, hold on.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good.
No, that part's not great.
That part's not good, but listen to the next part. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him yourself. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. Whoever sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet and drinks violence.
Okay, now you, Justin, you have bookended, like, in the center there of, like, hey, when someone's being dumb, don't answer them dumb, or it just makes you seem dumb, too. Great. But in the first part there, it was like, yeah, whip that horse, bridle that donkey, beat up that idiot. And then the next part was, if I remember correctly, he who sends a message with a fool.
By the hand of a fool. Cuts off his own feet and drinks violence.
Yeah, I love sometimes when the I love sometimes when the Bible is like, do noteth borrow from thy neighbor and noteth repay it. Thine pride shall cast ye off into hellfire and cut off your dick and your balls and feed it to goats. And it's like, holy shit, Bible, whoa. Like, calm. Dost thou not readeth thine insurance policy?
This
then
is
cut
ESV.
Off your
it's
head.
It's pretty modern.
Oh,
I mean,
well, okay. Well,
yeah, I do like that part
stuff.
Where it's like, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a lame-o to do a sick ollie.
Yeah,
and it's like, so, wait, hold on. What?
Wait,
and it's like,
and
oh, that's
cut
from
off
the
his fucking feet and his hands and arms, put him in a pot and make his mom eat it. Don't borrow.
The fool folds his hands and eats his own flesh.
What?
That's Ecclesiastes, guys.
Well,
I'm fully out of Proverbs.
Yeah.
The fool folds his hands and eats his own flesh?
I've never.
I mean, that's
this
a good
is
point.
A good book.
That is cool. A good point. If I saw somebody just gnawing on themselves, I'd be like, "Don't be a fool.
Don't come on. That. Have come you on. Food heard of it? Hey, what does the Bible say about don't use the internet without the correct security/antivirus settings? Want your money stolen out of your bank account? Your hard drive infected with scary viruses? Your hard drive crashing on you at that crucial moment, right when you're about to finish? If not, don't do this. Don't try to fix a man/woman. Huh. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good one, WikiHow.
Now, once don't again, ever... though, to go from insurance, read a contract, you know, don't take on someone else's debt, don't try to fix someone. It's like, what? Hold on.
Big props, though, WikiHow, WikiBible, for this next Bible how, for this next one, don't engage in an extramarital affair. This one doesn't apply to open marriages if it's within the terms of your mutual understanding.
Oh.
All right. There's a version of this that doesn't include that postscript, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. Probably forced in by the editors.
Probably forced in by an editing pass here or there.
I do like the idea of WikiHow editors, but they only care about very specific things. It's like, you mentioned the Bible in here, that's fine or whatever. But over here, you talk about extramarital affairs. Does that apply to people with open marriages where that is within the bounds of the agreement between them? What? Just include that for safety.
And also, I mean, we get into some more virtuous stuff here. Don't slander. Don't make promises you can't keep. Then it gets into... Don't read contraindications on medicines and ingredients on natural health products and foodstuffs.
What?
What is this post, Griffin?
Well, it's how to not
be a fool. This guy is spiraling.
It's don't be a fool. This guy's had a hard time of it, Justin. He has made assumptions. He has fucked his insurance up. He did a bad contract.
He fucked his insurance up behind his wife's back.
And
his wife was like, are you fucking the insurance?
She said,
he
we
ate
did
two
not.
Pills that hate each other.
Then he did buy a property that did not have walls or floor in it or roof. And then he got on the internet to find out what legal comp, like what, how paid he could get for that. But then he got viruses and he tried to fix someone. And then he took two pills that made him sick. And then he believed that STDs only happen to other people is the last step in here.
Is there like a secret last line on this wiki how that's like, by reading this article, you're already a fool? Like,
yeah.
Oh, like, wow.
Or a stonemason.
You've made it this far. Step on in to your computer.
You haven't clicked away. You have the rigor we're looking for.
Yeah. There's some stuff in here. I'm worried actually that this segment will have a net negative effect, because there's some stuff in here that's like, you should make sure that your medicines don't counteract each other. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to you don't want to pop some, you know, Guelphizin in the afternoon and then a little bit later take an cold formula that also has Guelphizin in it.
Oh,
your
God,
shit's
no.
going to be your shit's going to be whacked out.
But in doing that, you have assumed that these two pills don't hate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've assumed that pharmacists and like scientists know what they're talking about.
Okay. That's true. That's a good point. Okay, so I guess the whole thing is just don't assume.
Don't assume, baby. Yeah. Question everything.
They had it in one.
The truth is out there.
The truth is out there. Question everything. Question, push against the boundaries.
Fuck, this, we are taking a beating this segment from ourselves. We are eating our own flesh right now.
Yeah.
We're folding our hands and eating our own flesh and drinking violence.
Drinking violence left and right.
I woke up this morning and drank violence.
It's delicious.
It's all right.
It's good violence.
That's what they don't tell you. Violence, it tastes like butternut squash. So I went to Dave Matthews' concert last night. And I brought back a very special thing. Can I show you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second.
Why is he doing a visual? Is this a
it's for kids. This one's for kids. Kids love Dave Matthews Band. Yeah. My kids love Dave Matthews Band because I told them about when he dumped poopy on a bunch of people. In
hey guys,
Chicago.
It's me, Dave Matthews.
Wow. Whoa! Holy shit! It's
the one and only Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews, can I ask why you had to stand up from your desk to go get a pair of sunglasses that you put?
That was my good friend Travis, and I had to switch places.
Why didn't he have the glasses ready to go at the table?
I'm wearing the glass. I had to switch places with Travis. So
Dave, I heard you did a killer show last night in Dayton.
I did. I barely remember it.
But it was 3 hours long, I heard, with no opener.
Yeah, baby.
But, how do you not remember that?
Well, all the shows start to run together after a while, especially when you have done so many drugs.
Hey, can you talk normal, Dave?
A little baby.
No, Dave.
No,
what brings you to our show, Dave? Wow, what an honor.
Thank you so much for asking.
Did you hear we were talking about the Bible and you were like, gotta get all up?
I love it.
Your camera is blurring in self-defense. Go ahead.
Well, I have that effect on audio-visual equipment. So as you know, I have conquered the musical scene. I've won several Grammys.
You sound a lot like Oogie Boogie, Tony. Which I hate.
Well, I get that a lot.
Can you try to sound less like Oogie Boogie from Nightmare Before
Christmas? I can try. Was that was more Oogie Boogie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's going deeper down the hole.
So I'm looking to expand the Dave Matthews Band. And so I have done a little market research.
Sorry, the what?
Dave Matthews Brand.
Sorry, good.
So I've done some market research to look up where other musicians have partnered with brands so that I can see what's out there. Because I'm looking for something that screams Dave Matthews, you know, when I do it. And so I'm going to read you guys
the
product.
You really don't sound that much like yourself right now, David.
I sang a lot last night, buddy. Were you listening to me?
But I sang for 3 hours. I don't understand why having a hoarse throat would cause one to sort of do the sort of affectations that you're putting on for us, David.
I'm just trying to put on a good show here, man. It's the goal to have fun. And if you will allow me, we might just make it
play
tonight.
Play your little game, David.
Okay, I'm going to describe it. This guy is a family man now with a wife and two little babies. So this Grammy-nominated producer took his perfectionist attitude to a new endeavor, baby strollers. Together with Cybex, he launched a collection of strollers and other parent gear featuring his own designs and logo. Throughout the strollers are bold jungle-inspired patterns, complete with lions and zebras and flora. And on the outside of each is the We the Best logo. Now it's obvious who this musician slash producer is, but you guys tell me.
Rick Rubin?
Incorrect.
I didn't. Okay, so just to sort of tell you where I'm at, and I'm trying really hard this episode and for the rest of my life not to make assumptions. I didn't know that this was going to be a game, Dave.
No, so this I was only... is market research.
Yeah, no, for sure, but it feels like a game, though, doesn't it? Like, it feels like points
are
up for
grabs,
games,
definitely. Maybe.
Is it DJ Khaled?
It is DJ Khaled.
Is it DJ Khaled?
It is DJ Khaled.
Okay.
That's correct.
I feel nothing.
Now this
I got that.
One.
I want you to know I got that right, and I don't feel anything.
There was very little. To be fair, though, there was very little reaction from Dave.
There was no reaction. Like, there was also no setup.
That was the biggest I react.
So it was just all middle that bit.
No, it's not done yet.
Okay.
Because now I'm going to tell you about my own idea, and I'm going to see what you guys think. I'm going to make a movie. Going to write and direct it and produce it.
Who?
It's about
a... what are you doing, dude?
I just told you I'm going to make a movie.
Yeah, but it's... But you're fucking, like, transmogrifying in... It's like you exist in a quantum state right now,
yes.
And you'll be telling me about DJ Khaled strollers, and then you'll be like, I want to make a movie!
Yeah.
You can
I'm a multifaceted human being, a little baby.
It's like the less confident you become in yourself, the more you move away from your own.
I don't know why he'd be less confident in himself. His little brother's negging him, or his friends.
I'm not related to... Sorry, Juice, you're the one who's making assumptions. I'm not related to Dave Matthews.
Just let David do his segment, please.
Can I please tell you about my movie?
Yeah.
So
are you talking about
picturing.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry too? I know you were in the first one.
So
no,
fucking funny.
I already
and
conquered
a good message.
The silver screen in that way. Well,
is it you don't mess with the Zohan too? Because I know you were in that one.
No.
Okay.
What it is, well, it's about a voyeur. And he falls out of a tree and gets hit by a car. And he falls in love with the young woman of the father who hit him with a car. And I know what you're thinking. That seems pretty straightforward. Well, here's the twist.
Yeah.
Their son from the future shows up. And he gets into some vehicle-related shenanigans as well. I call the movie Crash.
Okay.
What do you think?
Dave, first of all, I want to say, Dave, I want to apologize.
Okay.
I want to apologize, because you know what I did? I assumed that what you were going to say wasn't going to be very funny, and it was very funny, Dave. It was very good.
Oh, it's a drama. This is a drama movie.
Don't listen. You already got the point, and you barely got through there. You dropped that, you got right through that hairpin turn. You shouldn't look back. Just move forward.
They have made a couple of films called Crash, and one won an Oscar.
What was it about?
One of them won a weird David Cronenberg sex Oscar, which is a special award.
What was the one that won the Oscar? What was it about? Was it about a voyeur who gets hit by a car?
I get the films confused sometimes because they are both named Crash, but I think the one that won the Oscar was the one that fixed racism, and the one that won the David Cronenberg sex Oscar, the award that they made to give David Cronenberg for his films, was the David Cronenberg sex car crash movie called Crash. But that's fine. I think that proves the point that there can be multiple movies called Crash.
People like movies called Crash.
People love movies called Crash.
Yeah.
Does your movie have James Spader in it? And
no.
He has sex with a car in an accident?
It has Crispin Glover in it.
Well, now hold on.
What's wrong?
Now, why did you put Crispin Glover in there, Dave?
Well, because he's going to play opposite Leah Thompson, and they have great chemistry.
Yeah, they were great in Back to the Future together.
What's that movie?
Don't worry about it, because nowhere in your synopsis did you mention time travel. So I think that your film's in the clear.
No, the son comes back from the future.
So you heard it just then, right?
You heard it just fine.
No, it's a different. You said two, and mine's from.
Okay, all right. Dave,
I gotta
go do some rewrites. Yeah, Dave, you should have gotten out of there, man. You got greedy, didn't you?
You got greedy,
stuck with your hand in the comedy tiller, didn't you? But
you know what? I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
I've got to move on to the next city. But I'll be back with more ideas.
Fucking Winnie the Pooh ass Dave Matthews fan got his butt stuck in the comedy window.
I gotta go. But not because of that, because I'm choosing to leave on my own time.
You're choosing to leave. Get out of here.
This is my choice, not yours.
Baby.
That's good. That's funny stuff.
Was me the whole time.
Where the fuck have you been?
Yeah, good.
That's how I start every ad now.
Yeah.
It's very aggressive,
but it works.
Have you been on the internet? Oh. Because if you have been on the internet, you've seen a lot of great websites, and you start looking at them, you think, I never could make a great website like this. Well, I got news for you, my friend. You definitely could. Squarespace makes it easy enough for anybody to make a website and update a website. Travis has used it multiple times.
Correct.
And if we can do it,
I did it once.
Friend, anybody can.
I did.
Griffin did it too.
I did it once.
Let me just throw this out there. Now might be a great time to start working. You know how you had that great idea for a social media website? This might be a great time to start on that.
I don't know if Squarespace could build a social media network for you, but they could probably make a blank Google document. And that's a social network.
It would work better at this point than some other things.
If they would just be chill. They got really cool templates. They're kind of like building blocks. You can move around to put the piece exactly where you want it. You don't have to code stuff. You just have to make something that you like. And they have these templates that make it easy to do that have already been created for you by people who really know what they're doing. And I think you can benefit from it. I think it's worth a shot. It's fun to make websites with Squarespace. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what I'll say? If you're like, I don't know about building a website, I believe in you.
Yeah, and you don't even have – there's no risk. But listen to this. Check out squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's a good deal.
It's a good deal.
You know what? It's getting colder. It's getting colder here. It snowed here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, we're dusting.
And you know what that means? It's time to break out those sweaters, but you know what? Sometimes you don't know what that means. So when it gets cold, Justin, the Earth is not facing the sun because
I don't. Okay, you're
Thor getting, is gotten between.
I didn't sign up for all this. Okay, stuff.
Thor's big and, body got between us and the sun.
Yeah, and because take away, Giddy told him to. So it's getting colder. It's time to break out those sweaters. I just got some brand new sweaters, right? Because some of my sweaters, they're getting a little thin, a little moth-eaten. Got to keep them away from those moths, guys. I don't know why I let those moths in there. They're eating up my sweaters. I got some new sweaters, though, from Stitch Fix. They're comfy. They're cozy. One of the sweaters looks like a Chris Evans sweater from Knives Out. What's up?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, nice. Baby. So, if you're like, I would like to have a
that is the chunkiest cable knit I don't know how that thing stays together so chunky, cable knit.
It's mostly held together by the salt of the ocean spray as you're out catching lobsters on a cold New England morning.
It's just his body pressing outward against the cable knit fabric that is just like kind of with tension holding the whole thing on him. He takes Stitch it off and it unspools.
He takes it off?
When he takes off the sweater, it just comes completely undone.
Well, now you've got people thinking about Chris Evans taking his sweater off, girl, and we lost him. They're out of here.
Yeah, Travis, Earth's sexiest man this year.
The Stitch Fix asked me to do that, to associate like their brand with like Captain America's bod.
Go ahead. Stitch Fix is an easy way to get clothes that fit you without having to endlessly scroll through options, and you don't even have to Google to see Chris Evans' naked body. You can just picture it right in your head. All you have to do is answer a few questions. That's in the copy. That's weird. All you have to do is answer a few questions about where you typically get your clothes from, what you like to wear, your price range, and where you would take Chris Evans on an expensive dinner. Okay. With your choice in mind and a wide range of sizes available from extra small to 3XL, they'll find your perfect fit and send you clothes handpicked by Chris Evans just for you. Oh, there's an asterisk next to that. It says might not be Chris Evans. So there you go. Right now, Stitch Fix is offering my listeners, $20 off their first Stitch Fix at stitchfix.com/mybrother. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/mybrother, all clothes previously worn by Chris Evans.
Ooh. Whoa.
Oh, another asterisk.
Is that accurate or no?
No, that's not true, it looks
like.
That's
not. Okay, that's not accurate.
No, I'm sorry, guys.
Manolo, guess what? Manolo, guess what?
What?
Doctor Game Show has made it to 100 episodes on Maximum Fun.
Oh, that's true. I knew that.
Well, to celebrate, we are releasing our entire Earwolf archives to Max Fun members. That's anyone who gives $5 or more monthly to support podcasts like Doctor Game Show.
That's 63 episodes with in-studio comedian guests like Jason Mantzoukas, Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers, Joe Pera, Todd Barry and Janine Garofalo, Connor O'Malley, Chris Gethard, and more.
Plus three bonus episodes that include two pilot episodes. Wow, two pilots must be good.
Find the feed at MaximumFun.org/BOCO, B-O-C-O.
Stands for bonus content.
Presenting the new MaxFunStore.com. We've got shirts for your torso, hats for your head, drinkware for your finest beverages, and so much more. Starring your favorite Max Fun shows with new and classic designs. Find the perfect gift for the podcast fan in your life. Heck, that could be you. We're not judging. Head to MaxFunStore.com now. That's MaxFunStore.com.
Oh.
Dave?
I want a munch
squad.
I want to munch
squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast that profiles the latest and greatest in brand eating. And I have two stories for you. Just to real quickly cover this one. Wendy's has unveiled its Italian mozzarella sandwiches. And
were you about to say invoked? Wendy's has invoked.
I mean, that would be more applicable to this beautiful boy. Look at this.
I'd rather not.
Beautiful boy.
Look at this beauty.
I want to see some fresh mozzarella.
Wendy's unveils Italian mozzarella sandwiches and garlic fries.
Huh.
You see it now?
There's
really good.
Two, okay.
You could guess what those ingredients are for 100,000 eons.
Well, I mean, it looks like chicken and mozzarella and then maybe marinara on top.
Okay, good.
And maybe
but in between the mozzarella and the marinara.
Is that onion ring?
Wendy's all-new mozzarella chicken sandwich, the Italian mozzarella cheeseburger and garlic fries are bringing bold and savory innovations to menus this winter. Stacked in your... Someone writing this press release was having the time of their fucking lives, and it's mainly why I wanted to bring it to you today. Stacked in your favor with flavor.
Good.
Stacked in your favor with flavor. This nice. Match made an Italian heaven.
Which is a different...
I didn't Italian know that they were separated out like that.
Why do they have to have their own heaven?
In segregated heaven. Why? It's a match made in Italian heaven. It's like how we only gave them one seasoning. You know what I mean? Like they're only allowed to use Italian seasoning.
Yeah.
Italian heaven. This is one sentence. Stacked in your favor with flavor, this match made in Italian heaven will fulfill your comfort food. They will fulfill your comfort
you
food
You don't have
cravings.
To bring it fulfill.
That's not a play on
that.
Words. That's what it means.
It's what it
yeah,
means.
Yeah, it's italicized. Will fulfill
Italian sized Justin, please.
Thank you. Will fulfill your comfort food cravings and leave you satisfied. I am
going to make it
a Max Fun stretch goal that I will get this sentence tattooed on my body. I think it's the best sentence I've ever read.
A lot
in squad.
Of words, though.
There's eight different things. The Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich brings all the familiar flavors of a homemade Italian dinner in one delicious sandwich.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that, Italian culture? We've summed it all up in a Wendy's chicken sandwich.
This juicy, lightly breaded, crispy chicken breast is topped with ooey-gooey fried mozzarella cheese, savory marinara sauce, and naturally aged rich Asiago cheese.
Oh, wait.
Yeah? So that's one big second patty.
So it's a big loaf of cheese on top of chicken and cheese and mozzarella. And then it's all wrapped up with the towering toasted golden garlic knot bun.
I think I can speak for Italian Jesus when I say a mamma mia.
Yeah.
This is a crime.
This is
you're going to Italian hell.
I folks at home who can't see, when Justin says fried cheese, we are not talking about cheese in the traditional dimensions that one is used to seeing cheese.
Yeah.
This is a, it looks like 1 inch tall round round loaf of cheese that has.
And then, if I may, a very pale bun.
Well, it's a garlic knot.
Yeah, so it's not.
Well, it's not. It's a bun.
It's a garlic knot bun.
It's a garlic
knot. It's not garlic.
You can get it as a hamburger instead of a chicken sandwich. And then it says cheesy square goodness for all.
Ah, it's just like Mama used to make.
Does it say that in the context of a larger paragraph, or is it just sort of marginalia, like someone has just written as a note on the press release, like, cheesy square goodness for all?
For it's those a footnote at the bottom.
Yeah. For those fresh, never frozen beef fans, the sandwich is also available as a hamburger instead of a chicken sandwich, period. Cheesy square goodness for all.
Wait, it just says that as its that's not even a complete thought.
Well, let him finish the thing. Cheesy square goodness to all, and to all a good night.
This is good. Coated in a flavorful garlic herb sauce, the garlic fries are made with Wendy's natural cut, hot and crispy French fries, and make the perfect pairing for those cozy winter vibes.
Yeah.
Can you smell the mouth-watering aroma of garlic yet?
No.
No?
I've never, PR has never asked me a question before. I didn't know that I was on the clock.
Do we have to write it in? Like, how do we answer?
I think the answer is cheesy square goodness for all.
We have a winning track record of taking familiar favorites and combining them into exciting new ways to deliver a culinary experience that you won't find anywhere else, thank God. The Italian mozzarella sandwiches are forged from the same delicious inspiration and innovation, giving fans an adventurous flavor experience with every bite, says John Lee. You know, when I go to Wendy's, what am I going there for? Nothing if not adventure.
Yeah.
And
also,
you step up to Italian Hephaestus and say, forge me a sandwich.
Me in your Italian heavens forge. I do want to say that every time I go to Wendy's in my car and I get the car food to eat it while I'm at the parking lot of, like, you know, my son's children's theater class because I ran out of time to eat a normal meal, I do always think, God dang, I wish these fries were wet. Like really, 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 really wet.
Really so sloppy.
Like so sloppy and wet. I would love to have that in my car, this wet fry energy.
And to make the whole car smell like garlic, too.
Wet
that'd be
and stinky,
nice.
Too. Please give me that now, Wendy's, for me, Dave.
Yeah, they want to be the sloppy provider.
It's give an adventure.
Give me sloppy. Give me wet, Dave. Dave Thomas, give me sloppy.
We're not just about
I'm
going to
make a Max Fun Drive stretch goal. I'm going to get Dave Thomas, give me sloppy, a tattooed on my body.
No, wait, is that Dave Thomas saying it? Is it like, give me sloppy, or is it like a picture of Dave?
It's a picture of Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas.
With, same with a speech bubble coming out of his head that says, give me sloppy. But it's the actor Dave Thomas.
Probably the best thing that I'd like to see is those two trading jobs for a day.
That'd be right? funny, yeah.
Oh,
be
like
funny.
Trading being a comedian and being dead?
Being a long, okay. long dead restaurateur.
Being an icon, not long dead.
How was the Dave Matthews concert? Weird. Quiet.
Who's switching places? Dave Matthews, Dave Thomas, or Dave Thomas the actor? I'm so confused. Are they all three switching? Are they
just
all going to pee in a fountain together?
Throw them in the bag and we'll pull out which one we need.
Mix them up. Can't tell the difference.
Popeyes, got to give them a quick shout out. They got a new sandwich. It's the blackened chicken sandwich. They're starting the chicken wars anew with the blackened chicken sandwich. And I just want to give a shout out to their Twitter because their press campaign on this is to the copycats that tried to copy our chicken sandwich back in 2019. Here are the ingredients of our new breading free flavorful blackened chicken sandwich. Now try to copy us again. And there's a list of ingredients for the
Whoa.
Sandwich right there. So they're like, come on.
Shots
let's
fired.
Go. Here, we'll give you a leg up. You want to keep your ingredients secret? We're going to put them on Twitter.
Now, Justin, you have just made me think about what an impact the current state of Twitter is going to have on Munch Squad, because yeah. anybody could claim to be a restaurant and just make up some wild shit.
Yeah.
And, like, we could report it and have to walk it back. Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
It would be such a blow to our integrity as an organization.
Yeah. All right. Gross.
Hey, that's our program. Thank you so much, seriously, to everybody who came out to see us in Cincinnati, Detroit, and D.C. Absolutely super duper fun shows. We had a great time.
It might really be three of our best live shows.
I mean, we did an amazing adventure zone. Oh, okay.
Thank you to Brendan Lee Mulligan for that, by the way. Anybody who came to the DC Taz got a real treat.
That one was wild. That was a wild show.
I can't stop talking about it. Like, I literally have kept telling people, like, and then how it ended. Oh, my.
Hey, how about we got Candle Nights coming up?
Yes, we do.
Pretty soon. It's going to be virtual again this year. We're doing it cyber style, December 17th, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Tickets are on
cyber.
Sale. We're going to cyber. Tickets are on sale now at bit.ly/candlenights2022. It's going to be a really fun time. We have fun special guests lined up. We're going to have skits and sketches. And,
bits,
and,
too.
And there will be a handful of bits. And
all proceeds from that show go to Harmony House. They go to Harmony House. So when you buy tickets, there is just the base ticket option, but you can also choose to give more if you'd like to help the people of Harmony House, help people who are experiencing homelessness in our hometown of Huntington, West Virginia. You guys have all stepped up so much in the past. We love doing it, and we're excited to do it again this year. And thank you to you, and thank you to our guests. It's going to be real fun.
There's also an exclusive Candlelights 2022 poster and Candlelights ornament. Both designed by Bree Paulson, and sales for those will also benefit Harmony House. So that's coming up December 17th. Don't sleep on it. Get your tickets now at bit.ly/candlelights2022.
And speaking of merch, 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to Natives, which promotes indigenous foodways education and facilitates indigenous food access. Once again, macroymerch.com. You can find all of that. We've got some more shows. It's our 20 rendezvous in 2023 Fancy Takes Flight Tour. It's the shows we had to reschedule. Those are in San Jose and Denver. April 27th, San Jose, California is Adventure Zone with Abria. April 28th is San Jose, My Brother and Me. April 29th is Denver. All existing tickets will be honored for the new dates. And if you would like to get tickets now that they have been rescheduled, you can get those as well. Mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start is required. Also, one more thing. Pre-orders for Taz 11th Hour are open now. It comes out February 21st, but go ahead and pre-order now. Why wait? TheAdventureZoneComic.com. Like Justin mentioned, we started the TikTok channel for McRoy Family, so go follow that if you haven't. You can also find McRoy Family on Instagram, as well as the YouTube channel, McRoy Family, where we do streaming stuff from time to time. We've been doing a lot of Fortnite on there and a lot of other stuff, so go check it out.
Thanks to, I'm going to thank Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. I'm going to struggle through it because Justin keeps making his haunted doll that we all have to keep in our office do like a funny Fortnite dance.
That's for kids. That bit's for kids.
Justin, and I've seen that doll. I ordered it. That doll isn't for kids and should not be witnessed by children.
No.
Do you remember that doll's name? What's his name, Justin? Jack?
Jack.
There was a parenthesis next to it that I think makes it not appropriate for kids.
Meowth. It's the last name. So that's it for this show. And I think Justin wanted to share a little word of wisdom as we walk away from it, walk away from the burning
absolutely.
Wreckage.
Yeah, I mean, I've always got something.
You know what? I'm actually saying we shared a lot of wisdom. How about some words of comfort, Justin?
Oh, yeah.
Read whatever Bible verse you're Googling right now, too.
I had some ones about that. And this is, No, I don't want
do
to
do another badass one that's like, if you,
I don't want it to be too Jesus-y.
A badass one that's like, if you fucking lie, cut your own head off and put it in a volcano.
That'll make you think.
That one's kind of religious.
Eat violence. Shit justice. Don't borrow.
Eat violence. Cut your own feet
off. Cut your own feet off. Eat violence and don't borrow. And go to your house before you buy it.
Matthew 5:4 tells us, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So I guess what I'm saying is like, don't even trip.
It all comes out. It all comes out in the wash.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I guess what we're saying is, it's totally cool that you're sad. It's awesome, fine. Man. It'll don't be worry. Fine. That's yeah, awesome.
It kicks. It kind of kicks ass that you're sad, actually.
Yeah, because yeah. then you can be comforted.
It gives that's, us somebody to comfort so that we can feel just, superior.
Yeah, yeah. Sadness is just an opportunity.
Sadness is just not is just the opportunity to get happy later. Eat your own feet.
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy. Griffin McElroy.
This is my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.